So I'm here with Davo after the 2-2 draw at home against Egham in the league. Dave, I suppose the first thing to say is you must be absolutely delighted to come back and rescue a point after being 2-0 down at half time.
Yeah, fantastic to get a point. First of all, it's welcome to Davo Says, as their manager liked to call it after the game, which made me giggle. Nice to know he's listening. You know, he's not a bad guy. He was obviously frustrated that they've, for a time now, we've come from behind and ruined their night. So, you know, great for us. I'm sure they don't like playing us every week. But yeah, fantastic point in the end from 2-0 down. And to be fair, we could have ended up nicking the win as well. So yeah, good night in the end. Disappointed with the start of the game, but finished the game strong.
And first half, very, very poor. Certainly one of the poorest displays that I've seen from you over the last sort of 8-9, possibly even 10 games.
Yeah, it was. I think there was it looked like there was a bit of tiredness in there. We've had a lot of games, although we had a free week this week. We've had an awful lot of games in quick succession, and it sounds like an excuse, and it is a bit of an excuse. But you know, there's no legislating for what looked like a lazy performance, which isn't like us. But having said that, you know, they are a good side. They're on a good run. I expect them to be in the top three by the end of the season. You know, us nicking the point off them right at the end of the season last year stopped them from winning the league. So, you know, they're pretty much the same side as that. So I expect them to be up there. So, you know, we were poor. Yeah, first half we were poor. But the first goal was a shocking goal from our point of view. An own goal, which is, you know, it wasn't one that just deflected off him. You know, Dan, in his honesty, come chasing back in and just booted it past Price. He couldn't do anything about it. And that was 1-0 down, and then, you know, the other goal, Rossi was too far off his man and let the lad turn, and it was a good finish from him, but lazy defending. We defended poorly first half. Two centre-halves, so I thought, were outstanding Saturday, were really poor in that first half today. That was disappointing. Having said all of that, you know, Pricey made one other good save, an important save, could have been 3-0. But other than that, they didn't really test us at all, despite us playing poorly, and we could have nicked two or three goals ourselves. So, strange one, really. We as poor as we were, on the balance of chances, we probably could have come in level, which would have been unjust, but yeah, on chances, we could have been level, really.
And for me, looking back at that first half, there's a big period in that first half after they score their second goal, about 25 minutes, and there's a sort of a 10-minute spell between 25 and 35 where you kept yourself in the game, and that sounds silly at 2-0, but you kept yourself in the game, and by doing that, you gave yourself an opportunity in the second half to come back at them. And I've said previously, but in previous games and certainly previous years, at that point, the old Fleet Town would have capitulated, and it could have quite easily really gone 3-4, maybe even 5-0.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we've done that before. Is that the third or fourth game now? We've come from behind and got something. And to come 2-0 from 2-0 down against an Egham side, as I said, who are going to be in the top, definitely in the top five, is a testament to how far we've come as a club, you know. And I'm really pleased with it, pleased that we've done it, pleased that we've fought back to get level. And yeah, you're right, previous teams would have lost that game today for sure.
And second half then, so lots of positives to take from the second half. Certainly still not the best display in terms of getting on a ball and creating chances, but you worked hard, you're very workmanlike, battled well, and then with 15 minutes to go, obviously a chance pops up on the edge of the box. Their keeper's come out for a free kick from yourself, and he's handled, and as he's come down, he's handled it outside the box, and it presents itself with a great opportunity from a free kick.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we was better second half, a lot better. We made a couple of changes. I thought that they were for the better. Danilo came on, we moved Chalky in field, and he got on the ball. He's not, you know, he doesn't get around the pitch defensively as much as others do, Chalky, but he doesn't hide. He wants to get on the ball, even if it's not quite happening. And it wasn't happening for us today, you know, from a football sense. But he kept us trying to play, and I was pleased with him for that. And Brett came in, I thought, did well as well. So that changed the course of the game. They then, you know, they were slowing things down quite considerably. Maybe they had half an eye on what was happening to us against them before. Made a couple of changes, which I thought were slightly negative, and invited us on, really, if I'm honest. And we got the free kick. I've seen people get sent off for that as well. You know, that maybe they could be fortunate that the lad didn't get sent off the keeper. But you know, it's handled outside the box and I've curled it in and left a little gap around the wall. It's gone in. I've missed a couple recently, free kicks. So, you know, I was pleased to slot that one away. That was good. It got us right back in the game. And I'll be honest, I thought there was only going to be one outcome there. We were going to score. I didn't think for 1 minute we weren't going to. And that's a sign of massive belief, because in the past we've been behind and looking for a goal and just never looks like it's going to happen. And I think everyone watching probably thought it was going to as well. And what a goal it was. Long throw, was it? I think long throw came in. It's sort of fallen, dropped down, and Rob Carr sort of swivelled and smashed an unstoppable strike in into the corner. It was a great finish. And, you know, it's jubilant scenes at that stage. We've gone flying off and, you know, you really don't know whether to really go for it or sit and take the point. Because at the end, at 2-0 down with 14 minutes to go, it's an absolute magnificent point. But, you know, we had all of the ascendancy and it looked like there was only going to be one winner. I thought we did it well. We defended it well. They never looked like getting forward at all. We locked the back door, as they say, and we had one or two sort of half sniffs. So all in all, it's a great point. I'm disappointed with a lot of elements of the performance tonight. What I'm not disappointed with is the character of the lads. And that's now 10 games, 2 draws and a loss out of, and 7 wins in 10 games. It's a fantastic record and long may it continue, hopefully.
And you say about obviously coming back at 2-0 down, agreed that most certainly before that it didn't really look like unlocking or breaking them down. But and you mentioned about do you go for it, do you not go for it. After you score the goal, I mean, there's an opportunity where Coxey plays Dean, I think, and Danilo hits the post. After you, that was at 2-1. After Rob Carr equalises, there's then a half chance for Simba that takes a deflection and the keeper narrowly tips over. So there were 3, 4, maybe even 5 other opportunities to go and win the game.
Yeah, there were. I mean, I don't think there was anything that you think was a you know, gilt-edged chance, but we had a few sniffs of it and, yeah, we had a good go at it. I thought it was a gallant effort, really. I'm really pleased with the point. It's a good point for us. And obviously Egan will be pig sick, but, you know, we'll see him later in the season.
And, yeah, I mean, you say pig sick. The Rob Carr's goal is an absolute carbon copy of Liam Gilbert's goal at their place to pull it back to 2-2 last season.